Hello, my name is Dylan. I'm in cohort 35, and my capstone projects are song plan, and therapy.
Excellent. We're going to hear about both of those. We just want to hear a little about your story first, though. What were you doing before NSS, and how did you decide to make this change?
Absolutely. I came to Nashville to pursue my master's in music education. So I was a professor at Tennessee State University teaching music classes. I was also the director of a nonprofit there called CAMA. And I love the faculty and I love the students, but where I saw education going and where I saw myself in education, I just wanted something different and a change. So I have a lot of friends who are computer programmers, and they were like, you should give it a try. So I kind of started this year of self-study, and when I got accepted into the Nashville Software School, I realized, like, this is something I definitely want to do.
Wonderful. Maybe later I'll ask you about just the connections you see between music and software development, maybe. But let's talk about your projects first. What have you built? What are they like? Why'd you build them? How'd you build them?
Fantastic. Yeah. So my front-end capstone, which used JavaScript and React, HTML and CSS, was a song plan app. It was for music educators. Oftentimes, the music educators that I've been influenced by, they have tons of music. Most of it's memorized. So when you're trying to learn a new song, they give you this old book, and you're like trying to ruffle through it and find out all the things. And so I wanted to find a way to digitalize that, basically, so that educators could put down all the song plans that they were going to use for a lesson plan. If you're an elementary music teacher, that could be like 8 or 9 songs just to keep them interested. And that way you also had a copy that you could just send to other music educators or share with them. And so that was basically my app.
Let's talk about your other project. How is that? What's that all about? How'd you build that?
Awesome. So my other project was a therapy app, basically a wellness one. So it included 3 parts to it, the check-in, connect, and create. So the check-ins are just like, how are you doing? Your energy level. So you can put it in for each day, how much sleep you get, your meals. And then from there, it would graph that out. And then you could see a week by week of like what your energy level is like. And so maybe you notice on Fridays you're always having a particular issue. You can kind of look and see what the other things are. And maybe it's like you need just more sleep, or maybe you're not eating as much as you think you are. So that's your dashboard display. Then you have a connect if you're like, you know, NSS was really hard, I might need a little extra help, that connects you with the therapist in that area based on zip code. And then if you just want something short, I had a create part, and it had basically 4 buttons on it. You could connect to, like, an art pad or a music, like a piano thing, because it's, like, art therapy, music therapy, and, like, very small amount. And then a quote button as well. So, yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And normally we ask folks, hey, like, you know, what do you want to do next? But I know you've been hired before demo day. So every cohort, there's a handful of folks that's the case. So congrats.
Thank you.
So bonus question here is, what advice would you go back and give yourself? What worked for you these last 6 months that helped you eventually land that job?
I feel very fortunate that I got to be a bit older coming into this, because I think one of the biggest things that helped me was just a sense of appreciating the journey the entire way through. And so when you're enjoying it, which I did, I think it just really helped me to learn everything rather than being in a panic of what the end goal was going to be. And I think just like leaning a lot on your cohort. I had I think every cohort comes in here and says they have the best cohort. I'm here to tell everyone that cohort 35 is actually the best cohort. But just having a lot of support, there were so many times I had questions late at night, and just being able to Slack somebody and get the answer, it was really helpful.
That is super encouraging. Mm-hmm. And you're not in this alone. You have a whole team of folks around you.
We got our buttons. I wore this to my interview.
35.
I have a taco button. Yep, and a 35 button. So
what's the taco button?
My first instructor, because we're a split cohort, was always like talking about parameters, and we were like, okay, she's like, it could be taco. And like, it just took us a while to realize, like, oh, you can call this whatever you want. it's like it's just a part of this function. It doesn't matter what you label this particular variable. And so we have this buttons now of tacos because it could be taco.
Well, I am so excited for you, and you've had this great community around you. And you get, of course, every NSS student has a great team from the NSS staff behind them, and they're committed to help you get that job, whether it's before demo day or after. I mean, they're in your corner.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing your story, and we can't wait to see where you go next.
Thank you so much for having me.